This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
You're listening to The Breakfast Grill. I'm Lynn Mark. Today's guest joined the Malaysian Army in 1965 and served as an officer of the Royal Malay Regiment. He rose through the ranks over the course of the next three decades before finally retiring as a one-star general in 1998. Now he's fighting a different fight as president of the apolitical National Patriots Association, which has come out strongly against issues like corruption. It's my pleasure to be speaking with Brigadier General Datuk Muhammad Arshad Raji, president of Patriot. Brigadier, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So the last time you came on the show, it was the eve of GE14. Now, a lot has changed in that time, but much still stays the same. You've been a long-time commentator speaking out against corruption since you retired from the armed forces in the late 90s. How would you characterise the last 3 years?
Well, I don't see much of a difference, actually. For the last 3 years, that was our issue. Certainly, corruption was the main issue. And what's happening after that, after GE14, and now you have a little different government, and I can say that the issue of corruption is still, actually it's a pandemic actually. Mm. People don't seem to sort of want to stop it, because this is sort of a culture that's been developed from years before, and I have not been to blame who started it, because when I was a kid, I never heard about the word corruption. And when I was in the armed forces, I had very little about corruption. It's only after that when I left the service when I knew. And a lot of reports, a lot of people come, talk about it, and my meeting with people and all that. Then I knew that corruption is pandemic in this country. And I think it's still ongoing till today.
And unfortunately, there's no vaccine to be found for a pandemic of corruption, is there? So this current government is also dogged by questions over its legitimacy. And Patriot is an apolitical organisation. But I'm curious as to what is your thought here? What does Patriot believe? Should we keep moving forward as we have done, putting all our efforts into fighting the pandemic? Or is it time for the question of governing to come back to the people's representatives?
The PN government is, to me, and to most people, is illegitimate. You cannot have a government by hopping onto another party to form a new government. It has got to be a government that was elected legitimately through an election. And we had that in GA14. Now, the problem is about the opening of the House of Representatives. Yeah? The emergency that's been proclaimed by the government and by the king doesn't seem to work. The figures don't seem to fall. It doesn't work. And why must we stop MPs from discussing this issue in Parliament? It is a Parliament's MPs' responsibility to discuss this. I think I agree fully that this House of Representatives must be convened quickly, even now, if possible.
Just to play devil's advocate here, Brigadier, I mean, there are also those who are concerned about the efficacy of bringing back Parliament during this time when pandemic SOPs are still in place. And they're worried that if the option does go back to the people in the form of an election, I mean, we saw the result of the Sabah election, the spike of COVID cases. It feels like a zero-sum game. You know, should we have to choose between having Parliament and representation and curbing the pandemic? What say you to that?
I'm not advocating an election. Yeah, I'm not voting election. We have got clear 2 years left for government, right? And my question is, why are our MPs not given the right to talk? They are representing the people. We cannot rely on just the handful of cabinet members. Because whatever they discuss in Parliament, it's not private to us. Don't forget that when they are in Parliament, of course they will have their ways to protect themselves. I don't think they will still have to follow the SOPs, right? You look at what happened during the Ramadan period. The amount of people going for Malam Ramadan and all that. It's even worse than what's happening in Parliament. Parliament have got destruction. You can control that. I think that's not an issue here, I think.
So do you think, taking into account the current situation, and even looking at the fact that we have 2 years until the next election, can we take strides towards overcoming the important issues that Patriot stands against, right? There has been, in the past 3 years, limited strengthenings of institutions that are supposed to act as a check and balance. You know, what will it take for us to actually address these problems?
A lot of issues that is already in my mind, actually. We only can voice ourselves. We have been voicing it ourselves. I do not know the issue that we have raised up in our statement, whether they take note of it, I do not know. But I believe they don't ignore it. My only way to is to the voice. Because in Patriots' a way of dealing with people is not through being verbose and carrying banners here, strike here, making noise. No, we don't do that. We are non-confrontational. We speak with reasons. We hope people can accept the way we conduct ourselves. But I think whatever we wrote, I think we have something like 125 statements we've made thus far. Some of the things have been taken note, yeah?
I am actually curious, Brigadier, about your journey to come to this point, because you, and through you, Patriot, is a very vocal organization. And yet that kind of vocal stance is not always in support of the government. It's not something that we necessarily associate with the military, with serving personnel. While you were in the armed forces, you know, you've said that you had no awareness of what corruption issues there were at the time. You know, how did it feel to come out of that and into retirement and then start to have all of these issues that you felt you needed to voice?
Okay, then. Soldiers, officers in particular, are very professional, right? We are told that we are not to be involved in politics and all that, yeah? So we are confined to our own main job, that is provide security for the country. Then we have done that. We have sacrificed ourselves. Some people died, you know. A lot of people of my friends and others have died in action. And this is something that people outside the world does not know, because we don't advertise ourselves, yeah? But if you look into it very deeply, there are a lot of soldiers, officers who have died. And they are not only of one particular race. We have got all races have died. That's why in my association, I do not want to talk about race, please. I am a Malaysian first. I forget about your color, your skin. That's what we are trained for. Yeah? It's because of that, because of the sacrifice that my soldiers have done, the officers in our force have done over the period from since the first emergency, and then come the confrontation, then come the insurgency period. Yeah, we have done our role. Our role was to give peace to the country. We've done it. But this is something which I cannot, that some politicians don't understand. We sacrifice our life. They don't. They become new politics. What did they do now? You look at what the behavior of some of the politicians today. We have seen examples, the number of them being charged for corruption, abuses of power, plundering and all that. Is that what we should be looking at and saying, oh, well, you're doing the right job? No, we're not.
I suppose you ask yourself, is this what you fought for?
Yeah, there's something which I didn't fight for that. We fought for the life, to save the lives of Malaysians, to give peace to the country. We gave that. What happened after that? They've forgotten the sacrifice made by members of the security forces. When I say security forces, the police is included, you know. The police too have sacrificed their lives, a lot of them sacrificed their life. You remember the incident in Crow, where 14 of them died, the police died, the police fought? Do people think about it? No, they don't think about it. Although there's a big memorial being built there, people forgot about this. As I say, I sympathize with our former soldiers, people being ignored. The people don't care about that. So please, I think the younger generations do not know. I can forgive them. But there are still the older generation who were born, say, in the early, who are born in the early 60s, 70s, yeah, onwards. They know what, they've seen it. They've gone through that life. They know what we are contributing. But why can't they keep on telling our political masters, look back, look into what the forces have been doing. Without them, this country is going to be peaceful. So there's something which we in Patriot are trying to do to build up the spirit of patriotism among members. I am concentrating on the youth, actually. I'm trying to build up the among the youth today to make them realize what are their roles now? There's peace in this country today. What they should they do now to be themselves, to be patriotic themselves? Patriotism does not mean that you must hold a weapon. No, no. If you tackle somebody, you tackle somebody for something wrong, that's also patriotism. It's so simple. This is what we are trying to do now. We are trying to do to go down to the youth to tell them to be patriotic for this country. It's simple. It's not going to be hard. Yeah.
Would that everyone had your patriotism, Brigadier. I'm speaking with Brigadier General Dato' Arshad Raji, President of the National Patriots Association. Up next, to look at the police force, as well as what kind of a future patriot envisions for the country. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
On the Breakfast Grill this morning is Brigadier General Dato' Arshad Raji, President of the National Patriots Association. So, earlier, Brigadier, you mentioned the police and spoke about the sacrifices that many policemen have made over the course of the history of this country. But most recently, the police have been in the spotlight for transparency, governance issues. There have been calls for an independent police commission. What can we do here to reduce corruption and promote transparency in the force?
Okay. I'm not going to talk about the IPCMC, because I'm not an expert in that. There's some people who post it, some policemen who agrees with it. Yeah, I'm not going to touch that. It's an issue which the police have got resolved it. Yeah. But what I'm trying to say is, we heard about the amount of abuses, corruption, all that among the police force. Yeah, but if you listen to the statements made by the former IGP, Tan Sri Hamid Badu, I think. Towards the end of his service, I think what he's trying to do is people say that he's trying to last minute a gesture to bring down the police force. No, it's not that. Yeah, he's trying to tell people there's something wrong with the police force, and he's been honest and sincere enough to bring it up rather than just keep quiet and fade away. No, for future leadership, the police force take it up. But to today, I do not know whether they've taken action on. I do not know. What has been said by Tan Sri Hamid Badu is factual, something that you must get into it, investigate, and see whether there's truth in what he says. My contacts within the police force says there's truth in it. I've got members who are police officers, and they're not happy too. They believe that corruption is still ongoing. The cartel, maybe not. What happened to the cartel? Unless and until there's positive action taken against to investigate to what the former IGP has said, I think the thing is really gone.
Patriot did call on the Home Minister to let the IGP investigate and resolve issues, these issues within the police force. But isn't it perhaps time to look outward, to bring in independent oversight? Perhaps that might be a means towards regaining some public trust in the police as an institution.
Yeah, IPCMC is one of those, I think, to bring people outside, from outside, or to look inside. But I wouldn't want, as I said, I wouldn't want to comment it because there are pros and cons to it. I'm not a policeman. I heard both sides of the thing. And I said, I leave it at them. But I think that's one. Personally, I feel that there's one way of bring people outside to do the investigation. I think that's got logic.
All right. Now, I also just want to touch on the fact, Brigadier, that Patriot is an apolitical organization. There are those who would say that if you have so much to say, run for office and change the government from within. So I'm putting that question then to you. Why decide to continue to make these statements from the outside rather than attempting to tackle it from the inside?
Lynn, I'm already 78 years old, Lynn. If I was 40 years old, I would be in politics. I've said to a lot of people, have been saying the same thing.
Tun Mahathir is 95.
I think he's much fitter than me. But that's it, Lynn. Somehow or other, politics is not in my blood. My years in service, I think, has taught me that. There are better things to do than to be in politics. But of course, whatever's happening in the country, we have a voice, actually. Mm. We have a voice. We have to speak it up. I always insist on my officers before, you have something to say, you say it out. Don't keep yourself and just start talking at the back. No, we don't do that. You say it in front of me, you say it in front of us, and let's solve the problem. If there's a problem, we solve the problem together. It's for the good of the organization. Likewise, same thing in politics. I think that's the way to do things, to handle things. I think I have learned a lot in the I think the security forces has taught us a lot of things now. The good habits of how to deal with issues. And when we deal with issues, we deal with issues to the fullest. We don't take discuss issue halfway and that's it. No, we don't. We don't do that. I will not be interested in politics. And you heard about this group of veterans who want to be in politics, right?
Yes.
I think it's a good move. I agree with that. Although I do not know what the reasons are, but I think it's a good move. They want to have a voice in parliament. There are a lot of issues, a veterans issue, for example, that's not resolved. I've been talking about it years in, years out. Nobody has ever really seriously come to look at it. Because if our veterans relations is not strong enough, unlike in the Commonwealth countries, like in the US, for example, very strong. They have very strong voice. They really act on it. And here, we don't know. I think a move by this group of patriots going to politics, I think, is a good move.
But going forward, will Patriot itself remain apolitical?
Yes, I believe so. I always made my position very clear to my members, to my association, that we remain apolitical. Although we can discuss, we can write issues on with the politics, that's something that's different. Eh? We can talk about it, we can direct about it, we can comment on it, but for us to be moving to politics physically, be associate members of political parties, that's not our concern. Although we have been accused of being a stooge of some political parties and all that, to me, I wouldn't bother to do, because we are not. We are not a stooge of any political party. Yeah, although prior to GA14, yes, we were very very political. I would say, we are very political. At what point in time, we have a certain objective to achieve. We had an objective to achieve. That's why we were trying to what do you call it? We tend to be a bit political, Yeah. We had, and once the objective is achieved, that's it. It's over. I don't know whether we're going to do the same thing in G14 or 15. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
So, as a last question to you, Brigadier, I mean, if you had the opportunity to reshape Malaysia's future, Malaysia's youth, as you see fit, how would you do it? I mean, what would it take, and what do you think it would it take to get us from our current situation to the future you envision?
See, we have to start with people, the youth in particular. As I said, I always concentrate on the youth, actually. I do not want the youth to follow what the current generation of politicians are doing. No, please. The first thing I would tell them, look at examples of Korea, Japan, Look how they develop the youth, you see? They are very, very patriotic. You know that. I think there was a report, some guys playing hockey, Japanese team in Ipoh and all that. At the end of the day, they started collecting rubbish on the stadium. It's natural to them. What can we do? We can do it. We are Asians. We can develop that kind of culture. That's the culture that I want to build in the youth of today. As I said, I will ignore the older generation because we can't teach them anymore. They're too smart. The younger generation today, right from primary school, you must imbue with them these values, these good values, to respect your elders, to be hardworking, to discipline themselves, treat others, your friends, your neighbors with good neighborliness. These are the things, the values that we must build in our youth. But that's missing in our system. I don't know why the education masters do they not see this. I always criticize, you look into it. I hate looking at debates, looking at debates in parliament. I just hate it. The attitudes of the behaviors of our parliamentarians in parliament. You look, using derogatory words and all that. What is this? Then we respect them as young but hormat. They cannot behave themselves. And you're showing this to a younger generation. I want to get rid of these behaviors among the youth today, to tell them that don't follow this example. Then. You are the future generation of today. You will be the future leaders of tomorrow. And you must be setting good examples from the moment you set foot into school until you graduate, you have this, special, unique behavior and culture. We had recently, before the lockdown, 2 months ago, recall that when we were able to go to office and all that, we had a group of, young Malaysians, you know, but 12 of them came to join me, and they joined me. I told them, you're not Chinese, Malay, or Indian. No, you are a Malaysian, I said. You call yourself a Malaysian. And I told them, what we aspire them to do. That's what I've said to you, your culture, your behavior and all that. And look at others as your friends, your whoever they are. Don't look at the others as your enemy because they're different color. No, we are Malaysians first. I always believe in this. And if you don't, if you still talk about race in this country, we cannot be united forever.
Well, thank you so much for your service, Brigadier, as well as for speaking with us this morning. It's been a real pleasure having you on the show.
Yeah, thank you very much, Lynn.
I've been speaking with Brigadier General Dato' Arshad Raji, President of the National Patriots Association. This has been The Breakfast Grill. I'm Lynn Mark, BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U-Mobile, unleashing unlimited potential every day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.